Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we perceive the nuanced portrait of a leader as depicted in Sangam literary work Purananura 380, penned for the local leader Nanjil Valluvan by the poet Karuvoor Kadapillai. Set in the category of Padam Thinai or praise, the verse talks about the personality and generosity of this patron. Ten Pavvattu Muttu Poondu Vada Kundrathu Saandham Uri Kadal Thanai In Nisaya Viral Vendri Tennavar Vaya Maravan Misai Peitha Neerkadal Parandu Muttu Ahundu நார் இதழ் குளவியொடு கூதளம் குளைய வேறுப துந்து தீம் சூளை பளவின் நாஞ்சில் பொருணன் துப்பு எதிர்ந்தோர்க்கே உள்ளா செய்மையன் நட்பு எதிர்ந்தோர்க்கே அங்கை நன்மையன் வல்வேல் கந்தன் நல்லிசை அல்ல சிலைதார் பிள்ளை அம்சிரார் அண்ணன் ஆகன் மாறி இந்நிலம் இளம்பாடு காலை ஆயினும் புலம்பல் போயின்று பூத்தையன் கடும்பே. A compact song with many missing lines too. The poet's words can be translated as follows. Wearing pearls from the southern seas and smearing sandalwood paste from the northern mountains, an ocean-like army, he is the warrior chief of the southern kings, renowned for their strength and victory. Rain that falls from above spreads in the sea and becomes pearls. Fragrant-petaled kulavi flowers fuse with the kodalam flowers. Such is the country of Nanjil, densely filled with sweet clusters of jackfruit, the domain of my lord. He remains beyond reach to those who show him enmity, but to those who approach him with friendship, he becomes closer than the palms of their hands. Not only does he have the good fame of being strong like the sharp-speared Kandan, but also like adorable little children who wear garlands curving like bows. As this is his nature, even though this land entire may be filled with the suffering of poverty, there's no reason to lament for my kith and kin, rejoicing with the blossoming of my life. Let's delve into the details here. The poet begins by sketching the king's appearance, talking about how he adorns himself with the pearls that arrive from the southern seas and the sandalwood paste that comes from the northern hills. Interpreters are divided about which mountains are being referred here. Some say it's the Podigai Hills, the southernmost hills of the Western Ghats in Tamil Nadu, while others go as far as the Himalayas in the north. But most probably, this verse is referring to that special sandalwood called red sanders found only in the Seshachalam Hills, part of the Eastern Ghats in the state of Andhra Pradesh. Today, this place is often in the news for the smuggling of this precious commodity. Possibly the same sandalwood was preferred in the ancient world too. Returning, we find the poet mentioning about the ocean-like army of southern kings, no doubt referring to the Pandya kings, and connects that this leader is none other than the victorious commander of that army. Thankfully, without delving too much into those victories in the battlefield bound to be gruesome, the poet starts instead talking about the natural wealth of this leader's domain, the Nanjil country, mentioning fragrant flowers like wild jasmine and nightshade that bloom here, the sweet-tasting clusters of the jackfruit tree, and most importantly, the pearls that abound in the seas. This Sangam poet puts forth the theory that pearls form because of the raindrops that fall on the seas. The reason for this belief could be that pearls were so abundant in those seas around the Pandya territory that the people then could have connected it only to the bountiful showers of the rain. This reference made me search about how a pearl is formed, and I learned that this precious creation is born because the oyster reacts to a natural irritant that enters it so as to protect the life of the mollusk. Reminds me of the English saying, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Here's an oyster making a pearl, all with a bit of annoyance that enters its life. Perhaps nature's nudge to us to face the challenges of our life with such a creativity. Back from our meandering, we find the poet now talking about the leader's nature. And to symbolize it, he says to his enemies, this leader is far, far away. But to his friends, he is like the palm of their hand, so close and approachable. Next, in strength he is compared to the sharp-speared Kandan, which could be a reference to God Murugan. The poet so tastefully contrasts this fierce nature of the leader to his other side, that part of him which is innocent and lovable like young children. He concludes with the words that even though the whole world may be in suffering and hunger, his kithenkin have nothing to worry about, for this leader has showered many a golden lotus on this poet to sustain him for long. An exquisite portrayal of the country and character of this charismatic commander-in-chief of the Pandya kings. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.